With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump calls for a deal on the war in Gaza as a sign of progress.
Make the deal in Gaza, get the hostages back. President Trump writing on his social media early Sunday. This comes as Israeli hostage families continue to rally for an end to the war with Hamas. Ruby Chen is the father of American-Israeli hostage Itai Chen.
It is time for us to pause and adopt President Trump's policy of peace.
Israel says plans are being made for Prime Minister Netanyahu to travel to Washington in the coming weeks, a sign there may be movement on a new deal. His top cabinet minister, Ron Dermer, was set to travel to D.C. this week for talks on a ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
Once again, Washington and Beijing reaching an agreement to de-escalate trade tensions. But if you're looking for details, well, they're scarce. The latest pact leaving major issues between the world's two biggest economies unresolved. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton has high praise for President Trump's handling of the crisis in Iran.
Iran has a history of blowing up embassies and barracks and committing atrocious acts of terrorism. And the American people should know that that threat will continue. Likely as long as the Ayatollahs remain in power. President Trump knows that, but he balanced the threat of terrorism or missile strikes against the threat of a nuclear Iran, and he rightly concluded that we had to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Arkansas Senator Cotton making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Hall of Fame horse trainer Dwayne Lucas has died after suffering from a severe blood infection. He won 15 Triple Crown races, including the Kentucky Derby four times. Dwayne Lucas, a beloved class act, was 89. This is SRN News. Most churches are not necessarily big when it comes to discipline.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia woman filing suit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her child. Miranda Guzman alleges the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion. This is SRN News. Yale Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about what she saw at the site where Iranian missiles managed to penetrate the Golden Dome.
Six apartment buildings that were basically destroyed from one ballistic missile. And for over 2 miles, every single window was shattered. And I was there bringing food to the elderly and providing help for the heroic first responders.
And she says in recent years, Israelis have been working and praying to keep the peace and to protect all human life.
Israel was investing billions of dollars of protecting the citizens. And so the IDF has been remarkable. I believe that we're seeing open miracles in this war that we'll be talking about for generations to come.
Eckstein spoke this week with Salem Radio Network from Israel. More details at srnnews.com.